Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse DePlantis, and you notice someone is missing right now. Kathy's doing something real quick, so I thought I'd just start this boardroom chat and just be blessed by God's wonderful, wonderful nature. I want to read some wonderful, boardroom chat testimonies. This is from a lady named Dee. She says, your messages are correct. Well, thank you, Dee. Brother Jesse, I appreciate all the words that I've heard from you over the years. Now, that's a good way to start it. Glory to God. Sandy says, thank you. God healed me of cancer. Now, I'm believing for His strength to overcome the pain from the treatments. Every praise is to our God. Father, in Jesus' name, I agree with Sandy that those treatments will not cause her any pain in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Sandy, we believe with you. Wendy says, thank you for coming to the Living Word this weekend. Your strong faith in Jesus is such a blessing to us. Well, I like what I call an advanced level of faith, but just flat believing no matter what anybody says. Here's another one from Kathy with a K. My Kathy's a C. What a blessing it was to be at your heaven tour. I have been led by the Lord to listen to Jesse DePlantis ministry since 1983. Isn't that good? My God, hallelujah. What a blessing of the Lord. Michelle says this, amen. I enjoyed the excerpt from your book in this month, Voice of the Covenant magazine, so much that I ordered the book. I tell you what, we got some good stuff here at Jesse DePlantis Ministries. I can't wait to receive it. And then Sam says, thanks for praying over me. It really set me free. I prayed for about 100 and something people the other night. I was just enjoying myself. Then finally, JD says, I live in Northern California, and you and Kathy are my pastors in my heart. I tithe to you, and I'm a partner. I love you guys so much. I feel like I know you. I believe to grow and give more and more into your ministry. Thank you, JD, because everything you send, 100% of it goes into world evangelism. A lot of people don't realize that. I mean that sincerely. We've been debt-free since 1982, me and Kathy, and this ministry's been debt-free. I mean, it's such a blessing. So if you send $20, the whole $20 goes into the world evangelism. Not $6 goes to pay interest on a note somewhere. 100%. We like doing that. If you're not a partner, pray about becoming one. I'm excited about partnership. JD got me excited. Why? Because what happens is for every dollar given, we ask the Lord for a soul. Right now, we got two major projects on the desk. It's going to cost $20 million. I wish they were cheaper. My God, I wish they were, but they're not. So you know what? I started believing God for 20,000 people to give $1,000. Do you know we're already halfway there? My God, I mean, it is coming. You may be $1,000 giving. You may not be. You may be more or less. And if you're not a part of prayer about becoming us, because we bring joy to everyone we see. If you want to know more about us or be a partner, go to jdm.org and you can hit a donate button if you want to donate. You can use PayPal if you like. You can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one. You can go to our JDM free app and select the giving you like. Or you can mail in a donation like I do, a post office. That works just that way. Now, you say, well, I don't feel led to give. Okay, but don't stop watching the program. Just keep watching. But I'll tell you one thing, the anointing of increase is on me, and the hundredfold anointing works for me, and it should work for you. So partners, thank you. And people that are becoming partners, thank you. We will get people saved. We got another beautiful heaven tour coming up in about 1 month, I think, from, I don't know what day it is, but 1 month on Friday, September the 18th, 7 p.m. at Eagle Mountain International Church in Newark, Texas. It's an in-person only service, which means that there'll be no worship, none of that. We don't stream it. And I start talking. Kathy introduces me at about 7 o'clock, 7:01. I start talking about my trip to heaven in 1988. People get so blessed. In fact, the last one I got to tell you, we open it up for question and answer. We get some of the finest questions, suicide, everything you can think of. We just answer them. And we answer them from the point of view of heaven, looking down. But this little boy, I guess he was about, I don't know, 7, 8 years old. He kind of had like a little concerned look on his face. And so I'm talking about heaven. I said, what's your question, young man? He said, why didn't you stay? And I thought, everybody busted out. I mean, why would you come back if you're in heaven? Why didn't you stay? And Kathy loved my answer to him. I said, well, the Lord gave me a mission. He said, go tell my people I'm coming. So that's what I've been doing since that great trip. And he went like this, okay. So it was a blessing. Let me say it again. This is our 2026 heaven tour. Friday, September the 18th at 7 p.m. at Eagle Mountain International Church in Newark, Texas. In-person only service. Learn more at jdm.org. You will be blessed by it. We'll also have another one coming on Friday, November the 13th at Faith Life Church in Sarasota, Florida. Learn more at jdm.org. Just go over there and look at all that kind of stuff, and you will be blessed today. You know, I'm doing all kind of announcement without Kathy here. You know, I'm trying to hit it as fast as I can. We have European meetings coming up very, very soon. We're going to Dessen. I hope I said that right. Dessen, Netherlands on Wednesday, August the 26th. One night only. Then we go to Zurich, Switzerland on Thursday, August the 27th. One night only. Then we go to Sofia, Bulgaria on Friday, August the 28th. One night only. Notice that you got to have a plane to do it. You're flying from different nations all over the world. Then we go to Nice, France on Saturday and Sunday, two nights only, on August the 29th and the 30th. I want people to come. We're going to have a glorious time around the throne of God. All the information, if you want to know more about it, go to our meetings page at jdm.org. Now, can you understand why I have a plane? Because a lot of time I can't stay more than one night, man. Boom, 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 boom. I'm just running all the time. And we get there just in time to shave, clean up, boom, boom, get to the hotel, clean up, go do the meeting, boom, in the morning early, boom, on another, going to another nation. Sometimes we're skipping times. You know, times are, you know, they're ahead of us, and so we have to just move all the time. So if you can come to one of those meetings, let me say it again, because this is coming up very soon. Right now, I turn it up, boys, so I can get my European meetings. You'll be blessed by it. You need to come. Our 2026 European meetings, one more time. Dessen, Netherlands on Wednesday, August the 26th, one night only. Zurich, Switzerland on Thursday, August the 27th, one night only. Sofia, Bulgaria on Friday, August the 28th, one night only. And then Nice, France on Saturday and Sunday, two nights there, praise God, August the 29th and the 30th. All the information is on our meetings page, and you will be blessed by it. Go to jdm.org, and you'll be blessed by it. Chris is behind the camera. Did I do all the other stuff? Okay, thank you, Chris. I appreciate that. You know, I got up, and something came up in my mind, an old song I heard when I was a kid. I shall not be moved. Have you ever heard that song? I think Pentecostals sing that stuff. And I remember there were a lot of Pentecostal people around us. We were Christian and confirmed Catholic, but my mother and father did get born again because I didn't believe in any of that stuff. I was just a heathen back then. And I would hear these Pentecostals, I shall not be moved. Doom, 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 I shall, you know. And I thought about that, and I looked at this. I just happened to open up my Bible to Acts chapter 20. And Paul is having all kind of trouble, and he don't know what's happening. But I like what he says in Acts chapter 20. I'm going to talk about that. Why should you be moved on anything? Look what this wonderful great apostle said. This is Acts chapter 20. And watch it. He says, verse 21, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, behold, watch this, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there. I don't know what I'm going to run into. Say that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. My Lord, await for me. People are always trying to hurt him. Now, I love verse 24, but none of these things move me. I shall not be moved. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself. Now, this man saved, isn't he? Woo! So that I might finish my course with joy, my God, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel, that means good news, of the grace of God. Are you that turned on to Jesus like the Apostle Paul? Well, I don't mean to sound arrogant. I am. I just tell you, because a lot of time I don't know what's going to, I get constantly persecuted by Christians, by heathens, and different things of that nature. And do I like it? No, I don't like it. There's times, I mean, I get to a church, they're just waiting on me. I mean, cameras and everything you can think of and all kinds of stuff. Because social media gives people a platform to lie about you, edit things about you, and all kinds of things that are simply not true. Because if I was going to lie like some people said, why would I do it worldwide? Well, you can see it. You can prove it easily. I mean, how dumb is that person that does those things? But there are a lot of dumb people in the world, but that's all right. You know, every once in a while, you know, they ask the Lord to forgive them and it changes. So don't let anything move you. Maybe you've been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. Now, that's a terrible diagnosis, right? Most people say that's a death sentence. I don't deny the doctors. I don't deny what they're saying. But do you want to live? Now that's the question that needs to be asked. Do you want to live? No matter what they say, do you want to live? This is a good boardroom chat. I thought I'd make it kind of like this, a kind of a preaching boardroom chat. Well, the Bible said you shall live and not die. Now, if you accept that scripture, death and life's in the power of the tongue, they that love it love what? Death or life shall eat the fruit thereof. Which one are you accepting? Well, suppose it don't work. Well, suppose it does. Let me just say this. Let's say it didn't work and you died. You still go to heaven. I mean, but if you prefer to stay here, and I think you want to stay here, because you might want to see your grandchildren grow up or whatever. You know, I don't know what your life's all about. Then why, I just stayed on that word of God, man. And every time I hear a report with the doctor say or with a pain, I go, oh, no. I will live and not die. I believe there's some people going through that right now. Can I pray for you? Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, of whose I am and who I serve. Father, I speak healing to those that have heard those terrible reports. Faith destroys all distance between me and them. And Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I call it none. I call the word, by your stripes, they are healed. I don't deny what they're feeling or what they've been told. I deny it's right, Father, because they want to live and not die. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. I thought I'd just pray that right now. Bless God. Grab that, man, and just flow that. Look what Paul said. None of these things move me. You know, when people criticize me, they say, well, Brother, you think you ought to stop? No, none of these things. I'm going to do what God said. Not long ago, well, I said, I get in these time frames, so it's a few months back, when the Iran war started and all that kind of stuff, when the price of oil went up like crazy. And I mean, way up, okay? Okay. Well, I fly and I have to buy jet fuel. Well, immediately, but when it all went up that high, it cost me $100,000 more to go to those places I was preaching all over the world. You heard me right, $100,000. Some of that fuel overseas is $12 a gallon or 14. I think the highest has ever been 14, but $12 a gallon. So I had some people tell me this. They said, Brother, why don't you not cancel it, but just reschedule so that when all that settles out and it goes back down, then you can go for a lot cheaper. And I looked at that person, I said, what's the value of a soul? Supposing between the time I'm waiting for oil to go down, that person dies and go to hell. Don't you think I would be judged for that when God told me to go at that time? So when I looked at that person, I said, what's the value of a soul? And I thought, I said, I will not be moved by the price of oil. I will not be moved by the price of groceries. I will not be moved by the price of anything. Inflation, I don't deny it. I just keep walking, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. That doesn't mean I stop and build a house and canonize the place. So if I'm walking through the shadow of inflation, I just keep going. You see what I'm trying to say? Or deflation, I just keep going. You see, why? Because none of these things move me. Now watch this, when he came to the time that they were gonna cut his head off, the Apostle Paul, he said, I fought a good fight and I finished my course and I kept the faith. Now that's something, to keep the faith. Now, this is later on, but look what he said in verse 24, Acts 20. He said, none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry, destiny and destination. I shall not be moved. You're going to sing that all day. I'm putting that in you. He said, it makes no difference what they do. It makes all the difference what you do when you're in your obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ. I've been saying this lately at a lot of places. The Lord gave me a wonderful statement. Love makes obedience easy. I like obeying the Lord Jesus Christ. I enjoy the blessing of the Lord. I really do. I enjoy living by faith. Now, I don't like the things that I have to pay for that are exorbitant in terms of price going up. That's all right. But Jesus said, I didn't ask you to pay for it. I ask you to believe for it. Now, when are we going to believe what he said? Most people believe people's opinions. I've said it so many times, I got to say it again. I'm not interested in people's opinions. I'm interested in your convictions. Because convictions tell me who you are. What is an opinion? It's a transitory form of thought floating on the ocean of life. It just changes with every wave. Just wait for the next one. Somebody else can, I tried that. I did that. It didn't work, blah, blah, this and that. Well, that may be true, but what makes you think it won't work for me? Then they get real mad. Who do you think you are? Everything this Bible says. So no matter if you say I can't do this, I say, I shall not be moved. You shouldn't have a plane. I shall not be moved. Because if I didn't have a plane, commercially, I couldn't do this European tour that I just told you about. I mean, that quick every night because I'm jumping nations. You see what I'm saying? And that's not easy. You talk about gets tired. I mean, you get to bed super late because you've been preaching. My Lord, you barely enough time to take a shower. You clean up. Bam. You get there, boy, you jump, brush your teeth, get ready. Boom. They're picking you up for the next one. Going. And I don't mind doing that. That's my destiny and my destination. You see what I'm saying? So when you understand those things, you know, all I know that where I go, God goes with me. And I like that. You know, I'm never alone. And a lot of times Kathy gets to come with me, but sometimes she can't. But I'm still not alone when she's not there. Why? Because the Holy Spirit's with me. God's with me. And I'm thinking on what he's called me to do. And yet there all may be some barricades and all every kind of thing you can think of. And ain't no telling what anybody liable to say, you know. But that I'm not moved by that. And even if they get real angry and mad, I've had people outside the churches and the conventions with placards, you know, protesting me. What they were protesting was actually Jesus Christ, not me. It was what I was preaching. They don't know me, you know. They don't know Jesus. But Jesus said, go in the world and preach this gospel to every creature. Well, what about the people that are protesting? What about them? Give them something to protest about. And if they'll listen to you, you'll give them something they can confess and that gets saved and get touched by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you enjoying this boardroom chat? I kind of miss my girl here. She'll be here. She's just been running, had to do some things very important, and that's fine. And this is the first time in all these years that I have done this by myself. And last time I told her I would do it, you better not do it. And you know what I thought? I shall not be moved. And she loved to walk in. Hey, you know what? Maybe as soon as she walks in with that look on her face, I might tell her, come and put the chair up here, and you'll see her put a microphone on and all that kind of stuff. Glory to God. Maybe not. I might get shot on by her. I don't know. When you understand this, it's such a blessing to work for the Lord. It's such a blessing to give to the Lord. I told this the other day, and it shocked a church I was preaching at, that my favorite time of a service is the offering time. Now, before you judge me and criticize me, why'd you say that? It's not because they're giving money. It's years ago, the Lord spoke to me. I was giving him an offering. He said, Jesse, what are you doing? I said, I'm giving you an offering. He said, but do you know who I am? Yes. You God Almighty, do you know I require nothing? Yes. You know, if it's not there, I can create it. I said 100% do. But then why do you do that? Because I love it. I just want to be a blessing. It really touched the Lord's heart. And if you don't think God notices offerings, because he don't need nothing, for 40 days, him and Moses just looked at each other. 40 days. And then God said, Moses, tell the people to give me an offering. Did he need it? No, they needed to give it so they could receive 100-fold, 30, 60, receive a harvest. That's why I'm constantly giving. Why? Because I like a harvest. So when everything's going south, according to the world, my harvests are coming in. And it don't have to be big seeds. It can be small seeds. What is an oak tree but an acorn this big held its ground? And that tree out there by my home, they say it's about 400 years old. They won't know for sure until it dies. Looks like it's outlasted everybody thus far. And then when they cut it, they count the rings. I think a ring is a year or something like that. Maybe wrong in that, but I believe I'm right. And why? Because it's producing. Now, how many little squirrels did it feed? All the acorns falling on the ground. A place to live from a squirrel or whatever birds light when they're tired. I kind of think of myself like that oak tree. I want to be a blessing. If people are tired, I want them to say, well, light on my arm and I'll carry you the rest of the way. Oh, you're hungry? Let me feed you. Now, when I say things like that, people say, well, give me money. No, I don't let people abuse me or use me. Neither does the oak tree. You see what I'm trying to say? You understand? So when you understand that, even though I don't know what is going to happen, say that the Holy Ghost witnessed that there's going to be some people not going to like it, Jesse, but that's all right. I shall not be moved. I will not be moved. Why? Destiny and destination. And if Jesus tarries and I go by the way of the grave, I want to say what the Apostle Paul said. I fought a good fight. And I've been preaching 50 years at the time you're hearing me right now. I finished my course. Not yet, but I'm coming. And I kept the faith. Ooh, every partner letter I write, and I write them all, I always end my partner letter with, keep the faith. I've never used it for, like I do for a theme. Maybe I should. Maybe that might be good for 2027. Just keep the faith. I love, see, when you keep the faith, you can create your world and walk in it. You're going to use your faith voice. You're going to use all these different things that God wants you to use. See, so when you understand that, I do wish sometimes that things would be happier in the world. And it could be. Why do we have to fight each other? Why do nations have to go to war? Usually greed. I want to be the biggest boy on the block. And all that kind of craziness. Why can't we just love each other? Why do we have to be different on denomination, non-denomination, interdenomination? We can agree to disagree on some theological aspects, but why do we have to attack each other? Makes sense to me. Now, it's nothing wrong with saying, this is what I believe. And that person, well, I don't believe that, but that's not an attack. You're just telling somebody the truth that you believe. But when you try to hurt someone, now that's an attack. That means you've gotten the offense. And offense is a terrible thing, see? So when you understand God's word in its completeness, in its complete destiny, you know where you're going, and you know what you're going to do when you get there. I know what this ministry is doing. I've known it from day one. And it's a very simple statement. Go in the world. Preach the gospel. Watch this. To every creature. See, I read every word. I know that's going to take tons of money to do that. I told the Lord one time, I can't live long enough to preach to everyone in the world. But thank God for the internet. Social media. Now, right now, as you're watching me and listening to me, there's approximately about 8 billion people on the planet. And if they have an internet source or something, we can preach to the whole world sitting right here at JDM International Headquarters Building in 7 minutes. Couldn't have done that when I started 50 years ago. Couldn't. Again today. That's why I believe these are end times that we're seeing. Because I believe Jesus is very, very close to his inevitable return. I know some people say, well, I wouldn't say that. People said that 2,000 years ago. That's true. Paul said, that we which are alive and remain shall be caught up. Because he's believing. See, and of course, he went home to be with the Lord. That's all right. He's still coming. You know, and let me tell you, there are some things they didn't see that I've seen. prophecies were not yet completed and finished in every way, shape, or form. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now, that's the God that we serve. It's the right time at the right place. God is never late. Boy, but I sure wish he was early. You heard me? Just be early one time. Just be early. You know, what? That kind of reminds me of Kathy, since she's not here, but she might be in the control room now. Sometimes I just want her early. Just early. You know, just one time. Early. But you said, and I know I said it, that we would leave at this time. But just couldn't we walk out the door early? And she says, shut up. And I said, okay. I don't know if she's back there. And maybe somebody ought to give me a cue when she comes in. But God is so good and gracious and such a blessing of the Lord. And I mean that sincerely. When you understand this, let me read it again. Whew. Paul, Acts 20, verse 22. I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, say that the Holy Ghost witnesses in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me, or they come at me, man, or they wait for me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy, by God. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Oh, isn't that good? And the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. I like verse 25. And now, behold, I know that you all, among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God, shall see my face no more. You may not see me anymore, but that's all right. What I said, you will always have. You know, when I went to heaven, and some people don't believe it, that's okay. I talked to the Apostle Paul. I'll never forget what he said. I said, what was the most surprising thing to you when you got here? And it was a wonderful statement. I never thought of it like that. I never thought that God would take my words and make them his words. My letters to the churches became living epistles, became the word of God, holy canon. Now, that's as good as it gets, ladies and gentlemen. Think about that. That if you got to heaven and you said something and God made your word part of this. Now, it's over now. He said, don't add anything to it. Don't take anything away. But think about that. And some of you, let me just say this about the Old Testament. Don't throw that away. That's a holy thing, man. Ooh, and don't get irritated about the law. I understand what Paul's talking about the law. But the law is a holy thing. And even the Ten Commandments is put in the Ark of the Covenant. You know, and that kind of bothers me sometimes when people want to put, you know, the Ten Commandments as a monument or something at school. Oh, separation of church and state. Why? You know why the devil wanted that? Because most children go to school. And if they can be taught the holy word of God, not somebody's opinion about it, you wouldn't have all the malice and the crime and the different things of that nature. I remember when we started school with prayer. Now no more. And look what we're producing. Think about that. So today, let nothing move you. I shall not be moved. And when you understand that, God's word will work for you not some of the time, but all the time. Also, go back and listen to our Faith the Facts. It was right before you saw this here, and it will bless you and minister graciously to you. Now, let me ask a question. Is she there yet? She's not there yet. Hallelujah. We're going to have to pray for that girl. So I'm going to do this by myself, and so she'll be with me again probably next week. Hallelujah. Who knows, you know? You know, I just was hoping she was able to come in. And she had something very important to do. And I know she would be here because I know Kathy, but she's dealing with other people's time frames at the same time. So until next time, Jesse Duplan is saying, I love you. I really do. Thank you, partners, for supporting us. Thank you for helping us reach people, change lives, one soul at a time. Both of those projects are going to be done. 20 million. We are already halfway through. I don't do nothing until something's paid for. So right now, as we speak, outside there, we're starting one of those projects because the money has come in. Half. Got to get the other half now. And it will work, not some of the time, but all the time. Till next week. We love you. We really do. Jesse and Kathy, I'm saying it for her. We'll see you. I know we will. May God richly bless you. God bless. Bye-bye.